Mindful Body, Create the Happy, Healthy Body You Want Through Mindfulness by Paige Burks at simplemindfulness.com. Disclaimer: the contents of this book are for consumer education only. Nothing contained in this book is or should be considered or used as a substitute for professional or medical advice or professional counseling. The information provided in this book, including the related workbook and tools, is here to educate individuals on alternative health and lifestyle choices and related issues that we experience in our daily lives. This book and its services do not represent or constitute the practice of any professional nutritionist, dietitian, doctor, or counselor, nor does it constitute a solution to specific life choices you may or may not have made or taken in your life. We advise users to always seek the advice of professionals. Never disregard, avoid, or delay in obtaining professional counseling from a licensed professional if something you read in this book or on our website affects your behavior in any adverse way. About Paige, me. Many years ago, I was like most people. I trusted that anything sold at the grocery store was fine to eat. I didn't read labels or understand nutritional content and didn't care too much about it. If I had aches and pains, I'd take some painkillers and wait for them to go away. If something hurt badly enough, I'd go to the doctor and blindly do whatever the doctor said. There were times in my life where I struggled with my weight. I tried many different diets, some more successful than others. Everything changed when I got pregnant the first time. I was suddenly hit with a revelation that everything I put in and on my body would become part of a new person growing inside me. That's a pretty daunting thought. I started reading ingredient labels on foods, drinks, personal care and household products, and anything else that came in or near my body or in the air I breathed. I looked up everything I didn't understand. I began to see that the conventional food system does not have our health in mind. We've been led to believe that harsh, highly toxic chemicals are required to clean our homes, cars, and bodies, and that carcinogenic chemicals, those that create cancer, are just fine to add to our foods. Rather than turn to medications, I opted for natural ways to manage aches, pains, and illnesses. I studied and began to understand how different types and qualities of foods affect our health and our emotional state. As I slowed down and implemented more mindfulness practices into my life, like yoga, meditation, I learned how strongly our emotions affect our health and our habits. I realized lasting solutions to long-standing health issues for myself and my family, and I began to teach what I had learned and experienced to others. These people implemented these concepts into their own lives and were pleasantly surprised to experience improved health, especially in areas where they had chronic issues. My quest is to share this information with you in hopes that it can open your mind to new ways of thinking about health and wellness. This program can help you realize that you don't need expensive and risky medications, special programs, or anything else outside of yourself. You have the ability to heal yourself from the inside out. Join me as we walk through this information and see that you can heal yourself too. About this program. I'm not a licensed nutritionist, personal trainer, psychologist, Zen master, practicing Buddhist, or anything like that. I'm a person who got very tired of repeating my old patterns and mistakes and decided to do something about it. While my approaches aren't for everyone, anyone I know who is committed to implementing them in their life has seen dramatic improvements in their health and happiness. To me, results speak much louder than lofty theories. This stuff has worked, and it continues to work for my husband, me, and many others, and will work for you if you commit to the deep work it requires. This program is not for the person looking for a quick fix to their problems. It's not a diet. If you've had issues with your weight or other health problems for years, I'm not going to tell you about a crazy new supplement or exercise that will magically make everything better while you make no change in your lifestyle. That stuff is crap and doesn't work, and we all know it. You've tried those other approaches and they haven't worked for you. That's why you bought this program. This program is for anyone who struggles with their body in any way. Weight, diet, exercise, health issues, aches and pains, or sleep issues, and wants to do something about it once and for all. This program is for the person who's willing to do the work required to make those changes and make them stick. You don't need any fancy diet, supplements, or equipment. Everything you need is inside you. If you want lasting change, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to make choices and changes. What you've been doing in the past is what got you to where you are now. If that's not where you want to be, it's time to do something different and be someone different. I'm here to guide you down that different path. I'll hold your hand and answer your questions along the way to achieving the healthy, happy body you've been yearning for. I want to help you recognize your own beauty, feed your body and your mind well, and care for them like they're your own child. I want you to feel that you're good enough, awesome enough, to be treated well and to feel well on your own terms. In this program, I'll hold your hand on the journey from wherever you are now to your own happy place with your body. While many of the steps here are simple, they're not always easy. For the most part, we're talking about making lifestyle changes, habit changes. We'll be changing the way you think about yourself and how you see yourself. This isn't a diet or something you do for a few weeks before resuming life as normal. We're creating a new normal. We'll re-examine how you look at food and what it means to your body. We'll also re-examine how you see exercise. Just like diets, there are many reasons why people don't use their gym memberships or maintain their exercise programs. There's a different way, and it's a whole lot of fun. This program will change the way you see yourself and your body. The conclusion of the journey together will be the beginning of your journey to lasting health and happiness with your body for the rest of your life. Are you ready? Living mindlessly. You're mindlessly flying through your days. You have too much to do and don't have time to think about caring for yourself. You're constantly distracted with a myriad of electronic devices and the information and fluff they deliver 24/7. You're doing your best to keep up with your job, business, kids, family, friends, chores, and errands. You're scared to death to let anyone down, so you move a little faster every day to keep up. Faster and more are better, right? You find shortcuts in the ways you buy and prepare your foods. You look for shortcuts to exercise, or more likely, you cut exercise in order to prioritize things you feel that you have to do for others. And where does all this leave you? Stressed, overweight, emotionally and physically drained, mentally scattered, sick, and burned out. All of this describes the essence of living mindlessly. You fly through your days, checking things off your to-do list, and even adding more while you wonder how you'll ever get it done. You're constantly focused on the past or the future and are almost unaware of what's right in front of you right now. You're so busy doing that you don't slow down to consider how to do the things more effectively or, God forbid, how to simply be. You listen to others and do what's expected of you. Generally speaking, those others don't have your best interest in mind. They have their best interests in mind. Do you think this is the way it has to be? Do you think you can't stop this train wreck? Think again. End the diet torture. You've tried all the diets, low carb, low fat, juicing, raw, vegetarian, paleo, whatever. You ate what the diet dictated, whether you liked it or not. You ached as you passed up your favorite desserts. You've been to the gym, paid for a one-year membership to make absolutely sure you'd go. You even worked with a personal trainer to motivate you for a while. You've done these things with a friend or two for accountability. You were all psyched up and super motivated for the first week or two as you pushed each other to keep going. After 2 or 3 weeks, or maybe sooner, the new routine seemed a bit too much to maintain. Even though you might have lost a little weight, the process seemed too hard, too much to keep up for that little bit of weight loss. So you quit. You went back to your old ways and decided that nothing works. You accepted that you'll never maintain that ideal weight of yours. Sound familiar? Well, it doesn't have to be that way. What if you could lose weight by simply noticing what you eat, why you eat it, and how you feel before you eat it? No more crazy restrictions or having to eat things you hate. What if you could get enough exercise by doing things you love when you want to do them? No more personal trainers pushing you beyond your limits with the no pain, no gain mentality. What if you could get and stay healthy and feel good about it for the rest of your life? Sound too good to be true? People all around the world live this way every day, and you can too. Why diets don't work? We all hate diets, and who wouldn't since the first three letters are D-I-E, die? There are many reasons diets don't work. The mere thought of the word diet connotes something uncomfortable, undesirable, something to merely get through. Diets are short-term. Diets generally don't take into account the individual needs of each person's body, mind, and spirit. Diets focus on what and how much to eat with little regard to how these foods are eaten. Diets don't address why we eat what we eat. and diets are not sustainable. As soon as the diet's over, you go back to the habits that created the undesirable body in the first place. Most diets put severe restrictions on what we can eat. Maybe you like those foods, maybe you don't. Either way, eating such a limited group of foods can get old in a hurry. Diets are not made for everyone. Every diet can't possibly account for the likes, dislikes, allergies, metabolic variances, and health condition of each individual. And, quite notably, diets usually don't stipulate the quality of the foods they prescribe, only quantities. Quality matters, and how we eat matters. Most importantly, diets don't address the emotional and psychological reasons people eat what they eat and when. Prescribing a diet for weight loss is like prescribing medication for symptoms, which is what Western medicine is really all about. Sure, it'll alleviate the symptoms in the short term, as long as you take it, but it doesn't get to the root cause. It doesn't solve the issues that create the unwanted symptoms. In this program, we're going to get to the root causes and shift them so that feeling awesome isn't a struggle. It's easy. Making better choices will become second nature. You'll wonder why you didn't do this a long time ago.